I don't know how I would describe my flow. I think that I developed a flow from so many other different artists. Like, I was inspired by, like, I would have to say, like, early on, LL, Beastie Boys, Run DMC, then it became, you know, and Rakim, and then it kind of started going into maybe Kool G Rap, KRS-One, Tretch from Naughty by Nature. So I had I was a student of hip hop. So it was like, I studied what everybody did in the game and just, you know, try to develop my own kind of sound. And it took me a long time to get, but, you know, I just kind of watched what everybody was doing. It was kind of just a sponge and soaked up everything. I think my number one goal getting into hip hop would be just to get the respect from other MCs. That's kind of what I rap for. I was very into the technical part of MCing and wanted to get, you know, the respect from my peers, whatever. And I think that that's probably pretty much the same thing that I do it for today, you know. I don't think that my goal has changed in the sense of, you know, I rap from the same aspect of when I did when I was a kid. Like, I just wanted to get the respect. I just wanted to get a reaction out of people. I just wanted to be heard, and I wanted people to respect what I do and respect the fact that I respect the craft, you know what I mean, of MCing. So I really just it's pretty much the same thing today. I don't know what would be my strongest contribution to the game, and as far as like my legacy, I feel like I don't know what it would be right now because I'm still going, you know. So I mean, if I was asked this question a few years ago, it might have been different. You know, it's always going to be different. I don't know what it is exactly that, you know, my legacy would be or whatever. But I think that if I had to choose what I'd like to be remembered as, I think maybe just somebody who stood up for what they believed in as far as freedom of speech and don't back down, don't take from nobody, and just, you know, just do you. How do I think my music has influenced the culture? I don't know. I mean, hopefully people could look at, I guess, my career and see how I came up or whatever and you know the story and know everything and maybe, you know, if anything, get inspired from it. Well, I definitely think that people have seen me push boundaries and maybe, you know, some people get inspired to do the same thing, but I got that from other people. You know what I mean? Like, hip-hop has always been about seeing and feeding off of, you know, getting inspired from other MCs in the game. And, you know, everybody gets inspired from everybody, you know? And, like, I saw Dre do it, you know what I'm saying? And N.W.A. and the way that they pushed boundaries, and it was kind of like, you know, it's every few years there'll be certain rappers that'll come along and do that. And, you know, some tend to do it better than others or push it further than others. What I would look for in the next generation of MCs would be the same thing that I've always looked for, is whenever I hear somebody, I want to hear, you know, the technical aspect of it. And obviously if you can write hooks and things like that, that's cool. What I listen to, I'm more from the technical aspect in the sense of how you ride the beat, your delivery, punchlines, syllables, like compound syllables, how you put that together and how good you are at that, and how you could, how you can take words and flip them and, you know, just wordplay and things like that. At Shady, I think it's just rebuilding Shady as a label, you know, and trying to, you know, we got a couple of groups that we're signing right now. So, you know, we're just kind of in a rebuilding process, and anything as far as that is just, you know, I'm still in the studio working on music and things like that. Acting, I want to say yes, there will be. I just haven't had a script that's like really jumped out yet, but, you know, I'm in the process of looking through that too. So, well, I think the online world is giving, you know, up and coming MCs a presence, more of a presence. You know, I think that it's just easier to get your music heard now. You know, whereas before you had to, you would have to go to a record store and try to get them to sell your record and push it, or go to a radio station and really try to, you know, get them to play your songs on the radio or whatever. And now it's kind of just you put it out there, and you know, millions of people are able to have access to it, you know, and you can just get it to more people quicker. So definitely think it's helped. Who do I think is the most controversial rapper of this generation? Me. Nah, controversy has been part of hip hop for so long, man. It's, you know, from the beginning of hip hop, I feel like it's been filled with controversy. So I think that, I think of this generation or whatever, I mean, you know, I've had controversy, 50's had controversy, Wayne's had controversy, Kanye's had controversy. I mean, I don't know, everybody, you know, it's all different kinds and at different times, you know what I mean? But I think that's part of hip hop. The most out of us, I don't know, man. It's, you know, Kanye may do something tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my God. So it, you know, flip flops. Okay.